Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mm-hmm. And if Dallas Green knew that somebody was cheating when he was the manager of the Phillies or any other places, he would not have stood idly by. Neither would the great Larry Bower. We are thrilled to have him on a show. Phillies legend, Larry Bower. Hi, Larry.
What's up, Ange? How you doing?
Larry, thank you so much for coming on with us today. I got to talk to you about the cheating thing. It's driving me crazy. I know it's driving a lot of people at sports crazy. Let's start with a general question. What's your reaction to the allegation that have made about the Astros over not just 17, but 18 and 19? Do you think they cheated? How do you feel about it?
I think they cheated. Very disappointing. You know, there's a right way of trying to get signs. You know, if a catcher, you break down his code when you're at second base and they keep using the second sign, and you eventually get it, that's one thing. If a catcher's exposing the signs and you're a coach, and that's on him. But the way they did it with the electronics and everything, totally way off base. And I don't think the punishment was enough, to be honest with you. I really don't.
Well, that's where I was going next. Rob Manfred, Larry, has not looked great in this at all. He belittled the trophy for a championship. He called it a piece of metal. You don't think that's a good way to you know, characterize winning the championship, do you? How did you feel about that?
Well, let me say this. Obviously, he didn't play or has gone through a season and know how tough it is to win a World Series. So it's not a piece of metal. It's something a lot of guys work hard at their entire life. And if you're lucky, you're able to get to a World Series. So when he said that was very disappointing. And again, you know, he's trying to sell this product. And when he makes remarks like that, I think he was way off base there. And the other thing, I really believe, I know you can't suspend everybody on that team, but I thought there could have been increments where the second baseman suspended for 30 games. When he comes back, the third baseman, you're suspended for 30 games. When he comes back, you know, so you don't take all 7, 8, 9, whatever it was out there off the diamond at the same time. But the fact that there's not going to be any discipline against them, and then to come out and say if someone gets hit, the suspension on the pitcher that hits the Houston player is going to be more severe than before. Well, if I'm going to rebut that, Angelo, I'm going to say, okay, I hear a Houston Astro player, and you're giving me 9 games, and they cheated for 2 years, and they don't get suspended at all. That bothers me.
Oh, yeah, 100% on that. Larry, you played in an era when the players meted out justice themselves when something was wrong. Do you think they should just let these players work it out themselves on the field?
No question. You know, and let me tell you something. I do not believe in throwing at people's heads. You can kill someone, you can end their career, but there's a lot of room between your kneecap and your ribs. And to me, you have to send a message. These guys took guys' jobs away. These minor league guys that come up and pitch and they get hammered when they go into Houston, they never, some of them never came back to the big leagues. You're talking about ending guys' careers because of the science dealing. So I'm appalled by it, to be honest with you, Angelo. I personally, if I was the commissioner, I would have said, you guys are not the World Series champions. I'd have given it to the losing team.
Wow. All right, he would strip the champion. Now, Larry, I'm going to ask the next question I would ask you, I would not ask to almost anybody else, but you're the most honest guy I know, and you truly capture the psyche of the Philadelphia sports fan. If you were a pitcher in the game today and you were facing the Astros and the good opportunity came up, would you throw at one of them?
Yes. Unequivocally, yes.
Wow.
No, there wouldn't be any doubt in my mind.
Right.
And I would be disappointed. I would be disappointed, especially if it's against the Dodgers, teams that they literally took the title away from. And again, I don't like to see anybody get hurt. That's what I say, and from the neck up, that's a no-no, believe me. but you got the knees, you got the leg, you got the ribs. I would. You know, I'd probably get in trouble for this, but I'm just telling you, that's how passionate I am about the game of baseball. And people don't realize the hard work you put in to get to that point. It might only come up once in your career. And to have it taken away by something like that, to me, is uncalled for.
I don't have to tell you, Larry, I love what I'm hearing. Now, I need you to be clear to everybody listening, because this is a great message you're sending out. What would the message be of throwing that ball at that Astros player? What are you saying with that?
The message would be, if you guys want to cheat, then you got to pay the price. If you want to cheat and try to give signs and take food off my table, then you know what? There's going to be some payback, retribution. That's the bottom line.
Do you think the comments you're making right now represent a majority of the people connected with baseball?
I do know, just listening in our clubhouse, comments made, and I understand the players have to be careful because they're playing. There's a lot of guys that aren't very happy here. Believe me, they're not happy at all. They're not happy at the punishment. They're not happy at the commissioner's statement. You know, and again, they're not going to come out and say that they have their career in the hand of them. They have a long season. They got to think about that. But I can hear comments, and they haven't been very good.
I love this. Larry, I got to ask you a couple of Phillies questions. People would kill me if I didn't. What you read right now? They got a new manager. They got a couple of new players. How do you feel about this team going into spring training right now?
Ange, I like the vibe going on here. We got a good pitching coach in Brian Price. Joe Girardi, his record speaks for himself. It's a different vibe. There's some competition at a couple positions. You know, Ange, you've covered baseball a long time. The key is going to be pitching. You can have a great lineup, and if you don't pitch it and catch it, you're not going to get very far. So the key is going to be on our pitching staff. And, again, I don't like to get too excited over bullpens, but I've watched Arrieta throw. It seems like he's pain-free. I've watched Zach Wheeler. Nola looks like he's ready to go right now. And Eflin. So, you know, we got four pitchers, I think, that can get their job done. And the fifth one's probably going to be between Velasquez and Pivetta. And one of those guys have got to step up. It's time. It is time for one of those two guys. Someone's got to make a statement in that number five spot. And they both have tremendous arms, but the results have not been what we've hoped for. So hopefully Brian Price and Joe Girardi can get the best out of one of those two guys. And as you well know, our bullpen last year was decimated. So far, knock on wood, they seem to be healthy. And you're going to have your share of injuries, but we had a tremendous amount of injuries last year.
Absolutely. Larry, help me with the keystone. We got D.D. Gregory at shortstop. He's terrific, all right?
But I like
now
him.
We got Kingery and we got Segura. And right now it looks like they might want to use Kingery at third and Segura at second. Give me your thoughts on those three positions.
Well, they're both going to be playing. We know that.
Right.
Personally, I think career-wise, it would probably help Segura to play third base. He's like 30 years old, and he might have lost a step or two at short. Kingery's an unbelievable second baseman. I mean, this kid can make double plays. But again, it's going to be up to Joe to make that call. I'm sure he's going to talk to both of them. I'm sure both of them are going to play third and second. You know, one game, Kingery might play third. The next one, Segura might play third. And the bottom line is going to be Joe's going to make that call. I mean, if I had to do it, which I'm not doing it, I would put Kingery at second and Segura at third. But again, that's not my call.
And you like Gregorius at short, Larry?
I really like Gregorius. He brings a lot to the table. He brings a lot. He's very energetic. He's on top of the game. He's very smart. I like him a lot.
All right, Larry, one more. I gotta ask you this. Do you think the Phillies upgraded at the manager position? Are they better with Girardi than they were with Kapler?
You know, and I got along good with Cap. There's no question about that. I mean, he respected me. I respected him. But the experience that Joe brings and the knowledge that he brings to the game, handling bullpens and that, is definitely going to help our bullpen. I mean, he's already made a couple statements that there's going to be defined roles in the bullpen. So that means when that phone rings from the seventh inning on, you know, there's going to be exceptions. If he is a guy 2 or 3 days in a row, they might make some adjustments. But it sounds like Joe wants to have defined roles down there, and it sounds like he wants to go with a set lineup. So We'll see how it plays out. But just the experience alone and managing in New York, and like I said, nothing against Cap. You know, I have nothing bad to say about him, but I just think the experience that Joe brings and where he managed, it's a big plus for us.
Larry, I got one last thing to say to you, and I say this because I don't know any way to praise anybody more than this. For many, many years, when we went to spring training, we wanted to talk to Dallas Green because he was the most honest guy in the organization. Now that he has left us, Larry, to me, you're the new Dallas Green, and I hope we'll have an opportunity to talk to you because you're very similar to him, Larry, and your honesty and your ability to speak. I hope you become our Dallas Green. We love you, Larry.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a compliment for me. It's an honor for you to even compare me with Dallas. And I learned a lot from Dallas, and we still miss him to this day. And, you know, I just try to be honest. And sometimes, even with the players when I coach, and, you know, some guys don't want to hear sometimes what you say, but I just try to be honest with them. And it's paid off. I mean, I've been in baseball over 50 years, and I'm not going to change now.
Well, I'll tell you what, Larry, you did learn a great deal from Dallas Green. Thank you for doing this. I hope to see you at spring training in a couple of weeks, Larry. Thank you.
All right, Ange. Okay.
The great Larry Boa minced no words. Rhea, no, he let it out. If he were a pitcher today, he would plunk an Astro to send them a message.
When I read the guy, Mike Bolsinger, had filed a lawsuit, I thought that was ridiculous before I read his story in the Washington Post. And he's right. These minor league guys who come up for one shot and get destroyed, they sometimes never get their chance again. So it was, I kind of get, you know, where they're saying, you know, people lost their job, you took food off. It's the commissioners created a very ugly situation.
Well, that's the other thing I want to take away from what Larry did. Larry's down in Clearwater. He's an advisor to the Phillies now. And he's saying the undercurrent is extremely negative about the way the commissioner handled it. And that there are a lot of people out. And some of these people will not be as vocal as Larry just was. They don't want the commissioner to continue to pay lip service to the Astros and to threaten teams that may want to get their own justice from the Astros the way that Manfred did. How ironic would it be if they ended up giving out bigger suspensions and bigger penalties for people trying to get the right message out to the Astros than the commissioner itself did? That would be unbelievable.
It will be.
If you had the cheaters not having to pay a price and then the people that are sending a message to them having to pay that price.
The only way they're going to get this thing to pass is to get rid of the commissioner.
Right.
He put himself in that position.
Larry Brower is still a Philadelphia treasure.
Oh, yeah, he's the best.
Because he tells you his truth, and it's important to hear it. Keith is on the line next. Hi, Keith.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure, Keith. What did you want to say about the commissioner of baseball?
Well, I think obviously the way he's handled it is a joke. And everybody talks about how people are going to throw at the Astros batters. But you got to think about how they're going to retaliate. And they're going to feel like they got nothing to lose. They're already the enemies. So that I think that's going to be the bigger concern. But anyway, the main reason I'm calling in is I wanted to answer, because you guys been asking all day, how do these people have jobs? Well, I know the answer. There's this thing called the Peter Principle, named after the guy who came up with it. Basically, it says that in the workforce, you'll keep getting promoted until you get to a position you're not good at. And that explains how a lot of these bigwigs are incompetent. And this commissioner and, you know, Roger Goodell and others, I think that explains how they got where they are and why they're failing. And quite frankly, they come off as morons, but really they've exceeded at everything they've done until then. So
That's a great explanation. You're 100% right. We all deal with it in every job. In every world, in every corporation, you're going to find people who got Peter principled up beyond the point where they're good. And you will deal with it. I'm telling you, this message is resonating through everybody listening right now going, oh, I know a guy in my company who's like that, because there's one in every company. There may be more than one. in every company.
We have
I like
one?
It. Keith, do we have one? Mm. I'm going to break now.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Al.
All right. But anyway, Keith, give me, Keith, if you would please, give me right now a guy that doesn't belong in the job they're in. Sports.
Well, this guy, I think, fits into what I just described, Jason Garrett.
Jason Garrett. I'm not going to take that one because he got fired.
Yes. Yeah.
And I, you know,
he got hired. That
job. He got hired by the
Giants.
He
got hired, but he may be hired at a job he's good at.
Yeah.
He might be a good offensive coordinator out. We don't know. It's been a while since he called play. So I'm not going to take that one. That's the first one I've rejected today. Mm-hmm. There are lines open. Just tell me who is in a job where they don't deserve to be in it because they're awful at it. When we return, Al, this is a special treat. I'm dying to talk to him. I was off when he was here Monday. Mitch Williams is checking in to talk about what Larry Bowe was saying. You don't want to miss it. You also want to get on. We got 6 prizes left on the wheel, and they're the best prizes. Here are the numbers. 888-729-9494. Jump on now. You will get on if you call right now. WIP Sports Time 817.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.